Satan's methods. There's nothing new.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors of the new family magazine called Answers. Well, Ken, are today's attacks on the Bible, and particularly the book of Genesis, the same methods Satan has used over the years?
Well, the Apostle Paul warns us about Satan's ways. In 2 Corinthians 11:3, Paul warned the Christians that Satan would use the same tactics that he used on Eve in the Garden of Eden. And how did he trick Eve? Well, he created doubt about God's word, and knowing that doubt would lead to unbelief. Did God really say that? Is what Satan asked Eve. And sadly, that's the same question many Christians ask today about Genesis. Did God really say 6 days? Did he really say worldwide flood? Did God really say death came after sin? You see, one of the most effective ways to create doubt about God's word is by teaching evolution in millions of years. Satan knows if you can get people to question the book of Genesis, which is foundational to the rest of the Bible, then this doubt will ultimately lead to unbelief regarding the rest of Scripture. That's why we need to accept God's words in Genesis and not let the devil use his old tactics to spread skepticism to the rest of the Bible.
Have you ever wondered whether or not the book of Genesis should be taken literally? For example, was there really a worldwide flood and Noah building an ark? Ken Ham has written a booklet on this topic, and you can find it on our website, answersradio.com.